So basically, Fisher, let's just cut right down to it. I feel that your film, which you did with Leo, is a bracing and awakening immersion into the here and now of climate change, and it's a companion piece in a sense to Al Gore's film from how many years ago was that?
10 years ago.
So it's a, you know, it's a good solid update that I think was is very moving, and I like the way Leo let a little bit of impatience and anger into his voice, just a hint.
Yeah.
You know, that's what gave it a little snap. You know, because he was marveling at Obama's willingness to or his what commitment to being positive minded, and you know. So it ended very well. So, but
thank you.
The fact is, Fisher, that we're all fucked now, and environmentalism is fucked. So, what is your statement? What do you say in response to the fact that it's fucked as of last Tuesday night?
Well, obviously.
I'm heartbroken as you are, but come on. It's fucked right now. It's right. I mean, as far as our country is concerned, yeah. God help us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh no. Absolutely. And I was. Look. Obviously, I'm still going through a period of mourning. I was shocked, dismayed. You know, beyond upset. Obviously. Everything the guy has said in his campaign is the death knell of the world as we know it in terms of the environment. And but I tell you, you know, maybe it's my personality, maybe it's just the way I think. I'm going to try to, you know, not just me and not me personally, but I'm doing my best to get to him, to try to make him understand that everything he does can probably be changed, except anything he does to the environment cannot be changed. And I'm gonna try to get to his daughter, who I kind of know and can get to, and just try to get her to see the film and to say, look, you have kids. To be honest, our kid was born the same day in the same hospital. We were in the hospital together with our children being born.
Yeah.
And I'm going to implore to her to, she seems a bit sensible, to tell her father to, her father who supposedly is against big government and government corruption.
Yeah.
To make a stand, because all of these climate deniers, not most of these climate deniers, are on the payroll of lobbyists, and that's Trump's whole thing. Is like, I'm not on the payroll of any lobbyists. So,
yeah.
I'll tell you, I know it's a long shot, but it's the only thing I can think of to keep myself from going into a deep black hole.
Yeah.
And I do think she's sensible, and she seems to have her father's attention. So that's the only thing I can think of. So I'm getting a group together, and we are, we have access to her, and we're going to we're going to try to sit down with her as soon as possible before the damage is done, and he just goes, you know, lets Mike Pence, you know, run amok with,
yeah,
with because what worries me more is actually not Donald Trump; it's the people that he's choosing to surround himself with.
Yeah.
So. You know, the fact that Mitch McConnell is going to pick the supposedly be in charge of picking a Supreme Court judge. You know, Mitch McConnell is enemy number, you know, he's like enemy number two in the environmental movement. He has to be because he lives in Kentucky and his state is relying on coal and he's a dinosaur and he doesn't really care about much else but himself and his, you know, whatever. So, yeah. But I have to say that this is how I'm going to deal with it, and I'm going to do everything I can to prevent it. I have young kids, and I'm obviously passionate about this, and I'm going to see what I can do. But you're right, the election was the worst possible thing that could have happened at this point for the environmental movement.
Have you spoken to Leo? What are his feelings about this? I know what his feelings are, but
yeah, he's really depressed, and but he, you know, hopefully, you know, he'll join me in this, and yeah. And the other person that I'm trying to get very, you know, the other people like Bill McKibben and Mark Ruffalo, where you know, there's a lot of passionate people, and you know. Mm-hmm. You gotta figure out ways so we don't give up, because we're not gonna give up, you know. And
of course,
and we're gonna keep fighting. And mm-hmm. You know, God, I mean, none of us thought this was gonna happen, but it did. So we have to deal with it.
Yeah. All right, man.
I mean, not none of us. I shouldn't say none of us. I should say that, you know, there were 60 million people that did that voted for him, and
not the majority.
Yeah.
It wasn't quite the majority, you know.
No.
At least.
No, he didn't get the majority. He didn't get the majority, but, you know, George W. didn't get the majority either. And look what we did there.
Yeah.
Ah,
yeah.
Look what we did there. So, it's intense. I can tell you the environmental movement is, you know, people like you who understand, and people like me who understand, we are, that's something, that and the Supreme Court are two things that will, you know, you can, that can be permanent damage. So that's what's so scary.
The only way that could be prevented is nobody retires between now and the end 2020. I don't know if that's possible, you know.
Yeah. Well, also, you know, I have another friend who's very optimistic. He's like, well, look, a lot of these judges that they thought were going to be right wing actually went the other way. So I don't know. But if Ruth Bader Ginsburg could hold on for four more years, we're all going to be a lot happier.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. It is scary, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, no one thought Scalia was going to die either.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
at the very least, they're going to put one of their own in, and there's going to be a 5-4 against moderation and liberalism on the court, because they are going to replace Scalia. So that's the end of that. It's just that what's hard.
Yeah, but there's still a lot of I think so. I think there's going to be a bit of a dogfight there too, because, you know, the Democrats can't just roll over after what they did to Obama. So I don't know, but they're also not going to stop them from hearing, because they can't. They don't have the power, but they can.
Yeah,
you're right. And let's see. There are a lot of environmental issues coming up to the Supreme Court, and it is really, really, really scary, because a lot of what Obama's done has been really good lately, and I know McConnell is leading the charge to make the EPA restrictions on how much carbon you can put in the air illegal,
mm-hmm.
and has hired Lawrence Tribe, the supposedly liberal lawyer who's turned into a kind of a liberal prostitute lawyer,
right.
To fight the EPA restrictions on carbon emissions that mm-hmm. Obama is putting up. So, it's all scary, and everyone was very excited with Hillary coming in, and thought Hillary was going to even start to try to get off of natural gas, being so, you know, but that was that is not to be the case.
You know what? I had this dream that I just saw something on Facebook this morning. This is not directly environmentally related, but there is some of the beginnings of a talk about a massive protest congregation on Inauguration Day on January 20th, 2017, in D.C., which it's right in the middle of Sundance. I'm really sorely tempted to do this anyway, even though it is, because I think it's the idea of maybe a really, really big group of people attending this gathering right on Inauguration Day would really mean something. And I think it's it would be a great symbolic, you know,
gesture.
Renunciation, you know? So.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, the next, it's going to be really interesting to see who the cabinet is, you know. And
Sarah Palin for the Interior Secretary.
Oh my God, that would be the end. That would be.
Yeah. All right. I wanted to also, before we say goodbye, I just want to tell you thank you for getting on with me, and I think that your suspicion that perhaps his daughter, who, frankly, when she spoke at the Republican convention last summer, struck me as a sharper tool than her father, and I think that on the that unless they're complete sociopaths and emissaries from hell, they have to have some understanding of the basics of climate change, and there's just no logical basis to accept it, to not accept it. It's just, unless they're crazy, unless they're completely insane. That's the only way it works.
Well, I don't think she is. I feel like, you know, I've met her. I feel like she's incredibly intelligent. She's not a bad human being. I was a bit, you know, it is shocking when you see her up there on the stage with her dad. You can even almost look at her face that she was even shocked that he won, I think.
Yeah.
I think they were as surprised as we were. Mm-hmm. But I just don't want to be one of these angry people that just goes, fuck them and give up and, like, fuck it. I really am trying to be, try to find some kind of silver lining or at least maybe it's a pipe dream, but at least try to do something and not roll over and give up. And,
exactly.
You know, when I worked on this film, the thing that was so inspiring was, like, I got to meet and talk to these incredible people like Piers Sellers, the NASA scientist, like Sunita Narayan, the Indian environmentalist, like Maju and the Chinese environmentalist, and brilliant people like Elon and President Obama. And I have to say, it really did move me to keep thinking that we can do this something. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there are people on the planet like a Mitch McConnell and Marco Rubio, and there are evil forces that we have to fight. And, you know, I'm just going to have to keep fighting.
Yeah. All right. I'm with you. A lot of us are with you, and you have the right spirit, Fisher, so I take my hat off. And by the way, I really quite admired and had was really quite affected by the Carrie Fisher doc that I saw in Cannes last May.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Very different subject, but also dealing with human beings, complexities of humans, and you know, I really am proud of that film. And
when will it be? Is it? I'm not even been paying attention, Fisher. Is it streaming now? Can I watch it streaming, or what's the deal with that?
No, it doesn't start till March. March, I think, the beginning of March on HBO.
Okay.
We're doing kind of the film festival circuit. We're in the New York Film Festival. We were in Cannes, and we were in Telluride, and we're doing like a bunch. So it's been kind of great, slow build up.
Okay.
And HBO's been really good. So, okay. But I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah.